everyone, and welcome to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. Today we have a very special guest, Jim Cohen of Franchise Perfection, and Jim's going to share his 25-plus years of experience in franchising. And that's coming up in Segment 2 of Franchise Interviews on World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk. So stick around, because we got a great show. I could see the city light.
Unlock your earning potential with a business to call your own with the Papa Lock Franchise Opportunity. Founded in 1991 by former law enforcement officers in Lafayette, Louisiana, Papa Lock is recognized as the leading locksmith franchise in the world, with 3,600 trained techs and licensed locksmiths serving a total population of more than 150 million in over 3,400 cities. Papa Lock provides multiple revenue streams to franchisees, such as locksmithing and car door unlocking, high-tech key generation, emergency roadside assistance, and emergency car door unlocking. If you would like to examine the Papa Lock franchise opportunity in more detail, please go to our website, www.papalock.com. That's www.papalock.com. Or call 337-233-6211. That number again is 337-233-6211.
Lock up your future today with Papa Lock. Tap into a $41 billion a year industry with Garlic Jims. Did you know Americans eat about 100 acres of pizza every single day, or about 350 slices per second? Garlic Jims has spent years looking high and low for a higher quality pizza that is delivered quick enough so that you're still hungry when it arrives. Garlic Jims makes the most delicious gourmet pizza, and at the same time provides excellent and fast service to your door. Garlic Jims has perfected the science of prompt pizza delivery by learning and experimenting. The exciting twist to this is great pizza. Never again will you have to choose between great pizza and great service. Are you interested in owning a Garlic Jims? We're currently accepting applications to participate in our exciting world of gourmet pizza delivery and carryout. Talk to us and find out how we sold nearly 100 franchises in 6 states in our first 2.5 years of operation. To get started right away, go to www.garlicjims.com. That's www.garlicjims.com. Or call us 425-918-1900. That's 425-918-1900. Garlic Jims.
Hello, Service Brands International. I got a problem. The more time I spend pursuing success, the less time I have to enjoy it. What am I going to do?
Don't worry. You made the right call. Service Brands International, a leading multi-brand franchiser, offers a variety of proven home services franchises that are ideally positioned for today's time-starved consumers and are exceptionally efficient to operate, giving you the time to run your business and time to enjoy your success.
There's Molly Maid,
a residential cleaning franchise.
Mr. Handyman,
the franchise solution for residential and commercial fix-it problems.
1-800-DRY-CLEAN,
the affordable franchise opportunity offering quality dry cleaning with the convenience of free pickup and delivery.
And Ducts.
That's DUCTZ, meeting the need for improved indoor air quality. For more information on how a Service Brands franchise can provide a life worth living, visit servicebrands.com.
That's servicebrands.com.
Listen, the world is talking. World Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. Don, welcome back on this Thursday, April 19th of 2007. It was a beautiful day today, huh?
Yeah, so far. Yeah, the week's going well. How about yourself? How's things?
Good. Things, you know, busy, Don, like you said, you know, since, it's funny, since the franchise show, I think things have really been pretty busy, I would say.
Yeah, for us, yeah, definitely with the show.
Absolutely. You know, it's, last week, Don, we got to host the whole show, and, you know, as usual, that show went by very quickly. Jeff, any additional thoughts that you wanted to mention about
Yeah, it was nice doing our own show, kind of recapping the first 20 shows.
Right.
We discussed our backgrounds a little bit and, you know, what we've learned from the shows. I mean, we've, you know, interviewed, you know, such interesting people.
Absolutely.
Also, telling people about the increasing popularity of Internet radio.
Certainly.
You know.
Yeah, we, you know, as like you said, we didn't really get to tell, you know, the whole story of you know, and I think we're going to have to do it again. Maybe in the next 20 shows, we'll do it again. You know, we'll do a recap.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Absolutely.
Kind of go back and discuss things, highlights, certain people who were on the show. It's,
right,
you know,
right.
Nice.
Yeah, something I wanted to, you know, just briefly cover on is the UFOC. I didn't get to mention it last week. I think, you know, one of the best things that's ever happened to franchising was the creation of the Uniform Franchise Offering Circular, which is commonly referred to as a UFOC agreement. And it's a document that covers 23 areas that one would need to know to make an intelligent decision on buying a franchise. And our website, franchiseinterviews.com, lists all 23 elements of the UFOC. What happened was, prior to 1979, you and I were talking about this yesterday, a lot of franchises would make outlandish claims on how much money someone can make with a particular franchise system. And, you know, they would say
right.
things like, you know, if you buy our franchise in 3 years, you're going to own your own island. You know, and
right.
what was happening was franchising was starting to get a really bad name. People were losing their shirts. So, you know, and I'm hoping that maybe Jim Cohen, our guest today, can mention this, because Jim's been doing this now for, I think, 25-plus years. You know, it's a quarter of a century. So,
right.
you know, he might be able to mention that for us. But what happened was the FTC came out with what's known as the franchise rule, which, as I mentioned, is the best thing that ever happened to really business in general. Upon the first serious conversation that a franchisor has with a franchisee, they must be given a UFOC agreement. And by law, a prospective franchisee can't buy the franchise for at least 10 days from receiving the agreement. So, again, we have all the elements of the UFOC listed on franchiseinterviews.com. So, you know, our listeners can check that out. We'll talk more about that in the future. But
right, we have a real nice article next week to go over it.
Yeah, and
that's
going to be a great segue into next week, you know, so we'll kind
yeah.
of give people a little teaser on that. And,
right.
So, yeah, just one other quick announcement, Don. Over the weekend, I got a call from my mom, and she told me that PB Loco was going to be on QVC. And for, you know, our listeners, if you're just listening for the first time, PB Loco was our very first guest in November of 2006 on our show. And Kerry Barney was on QVC. And I think they sold out, Don. I think they sold 4,000, 5,000 packs of PB Loco. I think they probably grossed over $100,000 in peanut butter in 5 minutes. Could you imagine that?
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about the time. They really aren't on there that long. It wasn't 5 minutes?
I think it was 5 minutes, 6 minutes max, you know.
Yeah.
And Kerry came on. She's got a great personality, you know, and it's just amazing how they blew all that peanut butter out of the water. You know, they even mentioned the store in your area. You know, and they call PB Loco a cafe, by the way, the one in Woodbridge Center.
Right.
Which is where I actually met Connie. I think I told you that story before. But
that's a nice exposure to add some potential franchisees.
It really is, absolutely. You know, and it's a great product. So,
yeah.
you know, so I was happy for them, you know, to see, you know, somebody that was on our show, then on QVC, and, you know,
right.
just, you know, congrats to them. So good job, Kerry.
And good job to your mom.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mom. I know you had some great news articles and current events happening in franchising as well, Don. So much to talk about.
Yeah, first I just want to mention the National Franchise and Business Opportunities Expo.
Mm-hmm.
They got a couple shows coming up in Atlanta, April 28th and 29th. I think they have over 100 franchisors are going to be at that show. So that's
okay.
in Atlanta, April 28th and 29th. Houston has a show next month, May 19th and 20th. And then there's one in Dallas, beginning of June, June 2nd and 3rd.
Okay.
Anybody wanting to find out information, their 800 number is 800-891-4859, or people can go to franchiseshowinfo.com.
Okay, perfect.
That's franchiseshowinfo.com. So there are a couple of franchise shows. We've mentioned a few of their shows in the past.
Yeah, we have, and there's such a good, great thing to go to as well, Don. You know, you and I have certainly plugged the shows. Again, you and I aren't in the franchise show business, but, you know, the one thing that I do emphasize to prospective franchisees is, you know, go to the shows, you know, get
right.
to, you know, meet the, you know, founders of the franchise and try the product. And
yeah,
just very, very informative. I love the franchise shows.
Yeah, get to meet the people direct so they can tell you exactly everything about the franchise.
And go prepared. You know, that's one thing I think that you and I emphasized, Don, over the last several weeks, is when you go to a franchise show, you know, don't go in cold. You know, kind of like do your homework before you actually meet with these people, you know.
Right.
And, you know, kind of screen which ones you want to talk to. Because as you said, I think at this particular show you mentioned there's going to be 100 different opportunities there. You can't speak to all of them, and you and I know that.
Right.
You know? So kind of pick out maybe 10 or 15 that you'd like to directly speak with.
Yeah, and maybe know a little about that franchise, or so you can tell the person you're meeting with a little bit about yourself, a little bit. You know, your background, maybe
exactly.
A little bit about your credit, your you know your financing,
all those important
situations.
Things.
Yeah,
right.
You know, try to impress the people. Here's something I have through FranchiseWire.com. The title is Barbecue Restaurant Celebrates National Heart Awareness by Promoting Smoke Free.
Oh, okay.
This is just recently here in February. It's a franchise called Barbecue Celebrates 5 years of promoting smoke free restaurants, which has contributed to healthy growth for Barbecue and its restaurant goers. In 2002, when Barbecue Franchise Systems was in its infant stages as a franchising company, the CEO, Ronnie McFarlane, made the decision to become a smoke-free company. He says, although my generation grew up on Lucky's, I guess cigarettes.
Right. And Chesterfield's, yeah.
we were never given the facts about the grave dangers of smoking. Knowing that 53,000 American non-smokers, that's non-smokers, die from heart disease, cancer, and lung disease caused by their exposure to secondhand smoke, more than die in and that's more than people dying in car accidents.
Wow, that's incredible.
He says he had no other choice than to take a stand in my restaurants and make them smoke-free.
Right.
Legislation has recently prompted many restaurants to follow Barbecue's non-smoking ban. I see a bright future for Americans. Heart disease will most definitely decline as restaurant leadership chooses to purposely take an active role in eliminating the heart disease risk factors, comments Greg George of Barbecue Franchise Systems. So far, Marty, California, Delaware, New York, Connecticut, Maine, Massachusetts, New Jersey, except for the casinos, Rhode Island, Vermont, Washington, have all banned smoking in restaurants and bars.
Right.
There are several other states right now in the process of banning. Smoking in restaurants is banned in a number of cities and counties and other states, but it's still common. It says here, down-home Southern Comfort Foods, as well as Hickory Smoke Pit Barbecue, have made Barbecue a healthy dining choice, which has complemented its stand on tobacco. Recently, they had a nutritional analysis on the menu done so that the menu would be easier to follow for people with specific dietary needs.
Interesting.
CEO McFarlane has always been a strong supporter promoting healthy hearts. They're actually a 57-year-old company, fast casual barbecue restaurant catering company. It's currently growing in the U.S. and also
really?
International. They're famous for, obviously, it's Hickory Pit Barbecue and Baby Back Ribs. So this is interesting.
Right.
This guy took a stand, and it's something that's I wouldn't be surprised if one day, you know, every state follows this.
Yeah, I would agree with that, Don. You know, I think, you know, he's very smart because I tell you, I think it's going to happen anyway, regardless. You know, it's funny, here in Pennsylvania, you know, smoking is allowed in the restaurants, you know, and it's a strange thing because we're right on the New Jersey border, you know, and
right.
Across the bridge, and there's no smoking on the other side in restaurants. So it is, it's really strange. I think it's going to happen anyway. I think smoking will be banned in all the restaurants at some point, so.
Yeah, years ago, people just didn't like what he said, didn't realize the dangers of secondhand smoke.
Exactly, right.
You know, I had an aunt pass away a few years ago from lung cancer, and she wasn't even a smoker.
Really? I didn't know that. That's
so it's, yeah, it's, and it's, you know, that's why I thought the article was very interesting, that whole component of it.
It is. It's a smart move, you know, to take it. As you say, he took a stand, you know what I mean? Instead of waiting for, you know, the government, you know, or the laws to be passed saying, you know what, there's no more smoking in restaurants, he's going ahead, you know, and,
right.
You know, as you say, it's going to happen anyway, so
yeah.
Very smart move, so, you know, good for them.
Here's something out of Indus Business Journal. This is just recently in March. The top quick service retail chain, and it's ranked by the total number of units. No surprise. Just want to go over this real quick. I guess McDonald's is number one. They have almost 32,000 units.
That's right.
Subway's number two, over 25,000. I mean, it's just an incredible number of restaurants.
It is, yeah.
KFC's third. They have a little over 14,000. Starbucks, which, as we discussed, is not a franchise. They're number four at over 13,000. Then you have Pizza Hut at five, Burger King, Domino's, Dunkin' Donuts is eight. You have Wendy's at nine, and then Taco Bell at 10.
Right.
Taco Bell's part of Yum Brands, so it looks like Yum Brands has a couple here in the top 10. They also have KFC.
Right, they have KFC as well, yeah.
Yeah. Then number 11 is Baskin-Robbins, popular ice cream franchise.
Oh, that's interesting.
And then Dairy Queen is 12. Wow.
Something.
I guess people love their ice cream.
I guess so, yeah. Well, it's amazing here, Don, because we have I guess you have them out in Jersey as well. We have Rita's out here in Pennsylvania,
right.
You know, and, Connie's addicted to Rita's, you know. So, but it's just incredible how, you know, this franchise is open. I think they're open, I would say, maybe 6 months.
Right.
Possibly, I don't know, 8 months during the year. But I tell you, that place is always packed. I
said, right.
What a franchise, you know, and then you have the ability to take the rest of the year off, you know.
Yeah, that's been a very, I mean, you know, smoothies and specialty ice cream like Almost List, Cold Stone Creamery is down at number 21. And I mean, just the dessert, smoothie, you know, the nutritional drink, you know, all of that.
Absolutely. You know, these franchises, too, I think we mentioned it on the show before. I mean, many of them are starting to go international. And some of them are even bigger internationally, you know, than they are here in the
right,
States.
Good point.
You know, I mean, ice cream is huge in other countries. So it's a great franchise to go into.
Yeah. Here's also something from FranchiseWire.com. I bring it up because we just interviewed Allegra Network just a couple of weeks ago, Daryl Buchanan. Signs Now announces plans to expand Franchise Network into Mid-Atlantic region. Out of Sarasota, Florida, Marty, it says, one of the nation's largest graphics and sign franchise companies, Signs Now, a division of Allegra Network, has announced plans to expand their network into the Mid-Atlantic region with a specific focus on Baltimore, Philly, Washington, D.C., and surrounding markets. The further recruitment, Signs Now, I guess they were down recently at the IFE show we were at.
Right.
Saw that they had a booth there and trying to get some prospective franchisees. We see the potential for 15 to 20 new Signs Now stores in the Mid-Atlantic region, remarks Signs Now President Steve White. The company has several model franchises in this region, and their achievement rates continue to rise. We feel the current growth trends in franchising and the proven success of Signs Now provides a winning combination for potential owners. According to Fran Data, a study released in February for IFA Educational Foundation, entrepreneurs and venture capitalists are being drawn to franchising as a business expansion strategy. On an individual franchise system basis, there is evidence of mature systems adopting a wide range of business formats, investment options, financing programs, and other features to expand their business. Signs Now offers a welcome and unique opportunity for the many entrepreneurs looking for business ownership, whether for an investment or a change of career, remarks White. The beauty of owning a Signs Now franchise is the ease of which owners can learn the system and the manageable work hours compared to other franchising sectors. I guess, you know,
right.
Signs Now, printing signs, it's more in that 9-to-5 business hours, which a lot of owners like.
And that's the attraction of that particular business, Don, you know, and I think, you know, one of the themes of our show, you know, since having so many experts on the show, is, you know, there's a lot of people out there that, you know, don't want to work weekends and they don't want to work nights, you know, and that's the kind of franchise where, you know, especially if you come from, like, the business services arena or corporate America,
right.
You know, that might be a great match, you know, that type of franchise is the ability to work 9-to-5, you know.
Right, and that gets back to what we've discussed and people doing their due diligence. You have to really kind of really think about what you want to do, what type of hours you want to work, type
Absolutely.
Of business to business, you more people person with the general public, type of, you know, so that's interesting. So, you know, Allegra's growing, has a lot of stuff going on. Here's something else. We won't go into detail, but I can at least mention a few things. This is through Entrepreneur.com, Jeff Elgin from FranChoice. He talked about 10 signs of a great franchise. And I can just mention, you know, maybe all 10, but we'll maybe next week, next couple shows, we'll go into more details.
Or even at the end of the show, absolutely.
Right.
Good.
Says, more than anything else, what most prospective franchisees want to be sure of is that the franchise you are considering is a good all-around opportunity. We can use other words like great or solid or reputable to illustrate what you're looking for in a franchise. But the bottom line is, if you want to know that everything needed for success exists and that there are no major flaws with the franchise, and one is responsive during the investigation process, which is, you know, interesting. You want to know that the franchise is getting back to you quickly.
That's interesting, Don, that you mentioned that because, you know, not to cut you off, but there was an actual study of franchisors that a large percentage of them don't actually respond back to a prospective franchisee for one reason or another, you know?
Right.
But it was interesting when we had Warren Gresham on the show. You know, you talk about prospecting and getting on the phone and talking to
right.
you know, prospective clients. And so that was an interesting one, that and he listed that one as number one.
Yeah. Yeah, that is.
And that is important that they get back to you because, you know, what if you have a problem as a franchisee? Exactly.
Right.
You know, you need someone to get back to you, you know, yesterday, you know, so it is.
Yeah, you don't want to see that a franchise is undermanned, that they can't meet your needs because it's tough starting out. You need to support the whole way through. That's why you're paying franchise fees. That's and royalties too.
Right, I agree. I think what we'll do here, Don, is we'll take a break, and perhaps we can mention some of these at the end of the show today, or maybe we can do some of them next week.
Yeah, definitely. Good.
So much more to talk about because I think our guest is on hold. So that's fantastic. So what we'll do here is we'll break, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews on World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk.
Dancing to a different drug. Can't you see what's going on? Deep inside your heart.
World Talk Radio.
Ready for a great tasting dessert that's much better for you and your kids? Try the Miami Rice Pudding Company. Miami Rice Pudding Company offers over 35 flavors of rice pudding delivered in cups or cones with a customer's choice of toppings. This unbelievable franchise opportunity is introducing this great dessert concept to the malls, airports, art shows, and similar venues in your market. Miami Rice Pudding's goal is to help franchisees bring the healthy joy of flavored rice pudding to the world. Join our franchise system and open in your market with a low investment and operate both the fixed location and mobile units. Our system requires minimal food preparation and our pudding has a long shelf life. Mall chains are eager for us to expand to their locations because we're unique, competitive, nutritious, and a fun concept. Call us today, toll free at 1-866-6-EAT-RICE. That's 1-866-6-EAT-RICE. Or go to our website at MiamiRicePudding.com. That's MiamiRicePudding.com.
Tap into a $41 billion a year industry with Garlic Gyms. Did you know Americans eat about 100 acres of pizza every single day, or about 350 slices per second? Garlic Gyms has spent years looking high and low for a higher quality pizza that is delivered quick enough so that you're still hungry when it arrives. Garlic Gyms makes the most delicious gourmet pizza and at the same time provides excellent and fast service to your door. Garlic Gyms has perfected the science of prompt pizza delivery by learning and experimenting. The exciting twist to this is great pizza. Never again will you have to choose between great pizza and great service. Are you interested in owning a Garlic Gyms? We're currently accepting applications to participate in our exciting world of gourmet pizza delivery and carryout. Talk to us and find out how we sold nearly 100 franchises in 6 states in our first 2.5 years of operation. To get started right away, go to www.garlicgyms.com. That's www.garlicgyms.com. Or call us 425-918-1900. That's 425-918-1900. Garlic Gyms.
Hello, Service Brands International. I got a problem. The more time I spend pursuing success, the less time I have to enjoy it. What am I going to do?
Don't worry. You made the right call. Service Brands International, a leading multi-brand franchisor, offers a variety of proven home services franchises that are ideally positioned for today's time-starved consumers and are exceptionally efficient to operate, giving you the time to run your business and time to enjoy your success.
There's Molly Maid,
a residential cleaning franchise.
Mr. Handyman,
the franchise solution for residential and commercial fix-it problems.
1-800-DRY-CLEAN,
the affordable franchise Guy's opportunity offering quality dry cleaning with the convenience of free pickup and delivery.
And ducts.
That's D-U-C-T-Z, meeting the need for improved indoor air quality. For more information on how a Service Brands franchise can provide a life worth living, visit servicebrands.com.
That's servicebrands.com.
Listen, the world is talking. World Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And today we have a very special guest, Jim Cohen, of Franchise Perfection. And Jim has over 25 years of experience in franchising. Hi, Jim. Welcome to the show.
How you doing, guys?
Good, Jim. Jim, joining us is my co-host, Don Johnson, who's the president of Diamond Financial Services, and Don helps prospective franchisees in financing or franchising. I know you wanted to say hi, Don, to Jim.
Yeah, Jim, hi. Thanks for coming on the show. It was good seeing you recently at the DCIFE show. Did you have a good time at the show? I'm sure you get your share of free lunches there.
It's always great to have the opportunity to meet with all the players in franchising and get an opportunity to really see what's going on. It's just an exciting and very energetic experience. It was great, and it was great to see you both there at the show.
Thanks, Jim.
And it's amazing that it was a month ago. Boy, time is just really flying.
I always say that, Jim. You know, it feels like yesterday, you know, that we were at the show, you know, so it goes by so fast. But I always say to Don, Jim, that I walk out of there with a stomach ache with those shows, you know. I think I gained 5 pounds every time I go.
Pizza, ice cream, there's so much stuff there.
Yeah, there's a lot of good food. I bet you had your share of wings. Seems to be a lot of wings going on at that show.
There was. That was interesting, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So we have to talk to you about that. Jim, I wanted to thank you again for coming on the show today. And, you know, Don and I are excited to have you on the show because, you know, you've been involved in franchising now for the last 25 years. It's a quarter of a century. Not to make you feel old, but, you know, you've been doing this for a while.
Yeah.
How did you get involved in franchising, Jim?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I was in my... I had my own business. It was a jewelry store.
Right.
I had actually two locations. And, you know, I wanted to do something else. I had started that when I got out of college, and I decided that I really wanted to do something else, though I didn't really know what I wanted to do. So I listed the business with a broker, business broker, and he sold the business. And, you know, I decided that I was going to try my hand at business brokering. So I went to work with a local broker here in the Boston area called VR Business Broker, which really is was a franchise organization that was based here in Needham, Mass.
Right.
And great experience. I learned a lot about businesses and what makes businesses tick and which ones succeed and which ones fail. But, you know, at times it was frustrating because you would get a really good business, and in order to be successful at selling that business, you had to learn the ins and outs of that business. And then once you sold it, it was kind of almost anticlimactic. Yeah, you got paid, but you all of a sudden you didn't have the business to sell anymore.
Right.
So VR at that time was starting to bring in franchise product for the brokers to represent to their clients. And I started to get involved in that and learned very quickly the power of franchising and how it can really help independent business owners establish their market and build the brand in their market. And it really gives them very powerful tools to achieve that in a short amount of time. So I started to get involved in franchising. And since that time, I've been a franchisee. I've worked for franchisors in franchise development and even in operations, and I've owned more than one franchise, and I've also operated a multi-unit franchise for a franchise group.
That's something.
So you really have been on all sides,
all
Jim, it sounds like.
I've seen it from all angles. Also, currently, I serve as a member of the board of directors for the New England Franchise Association.
So we've mentioned on the show.
We actually mentioned them on the show, Jim. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and we're, you know, in New England here, we're very parochial, but we've got a group of fairly substantial franchisors, Subway.
Donuts,
is based in New England. And
right, you guys got Fantastic Sam's out there, Jim?
That's right. Yep. Some Fantastic Sam's moved here a couple years ago, and they're based out of Beverly, Mass. And we have Dunkin' Brands, of course, that owns Baskin-Robbins and Dunkin' Donuts. They're based in Canton, Mass.
You have Edible Arrangements, a fast-growing franchise?
I'm sorry?
Edible Arrangements.
Oh, yeah. That's right. They're out of Hamden, Connecticut.
Right.
And, you know, throughout New England, from Ben & Jerry's to Learning Express to Friendly's, we have franchisors based here. And really what it's created is sort of an expertise level of people who really understand franchising from a lot of different perspectives. And that's who are members of the New England Franchise Association, people in financial, real estate, development, operations, that contribute to sharing of information and best practices. Franchising is unique because, in a sense, we're not competitive, because you could be a franchise in ice cream, and you could your counterpart could be a franchisor in bagels, and you don't really necessarily compete, yet you're in the same you're using the same basic marketing strategy to grow your business. So there's
always possibly co-brand and work together.
And those certainly have been tried. I know Dunkin' Brands has certainly had their attempts to co-brand both Dunkin' Donuts and Baskin Robbins with varying degrees of success, but yeah, you're right. They can work together but really just learn from each other. And so the New England Franchise Association has just been a great thing to be involved.
Yeah, we've seen a few of those associations around the country forming. Mm-hmm. I guess with such an increase in new franchises, Marty and I have always talked about the number of new franchises and just the growth of the industry in general. Some of those associations are great. But that's an interesting experience you had at an early age, Jim, with VR, deal making, getting that sales experience, introduction into franchising. I mean, that really jump-started your career there.
Yeah, absolutely. And they introduced me to some product at the time. I got involved with Martinizing and was successful with that. And then I got involved with an area developer who owned the rights to Merry Maids. And that was at the beginning of that whole maid industry, so to speak, that was a great experience. And I've worked with Uniglobe Travel and a local company here called Emac and Bolio's Ice Cream, which made a great product but had kind of a challenging attempt at franchising. But
So you really saw early on just the growth potential of just not the franchises you were dealing with, maybe just franchising in general overall as an industry. I guess that's something that seemed like you really found out pretty early.
Well, I've determined ever since for the last 25 years I started investigating franchise opportunities back then, and I haven't stopped. So for 25 years I've been reviewing franchise opportunities. It's really the most powerful form of replication since Henry Ford invented the auto assembly line.
Right, it's a good analogy.
It's really a very powerful way to grow a brand, but it's got to be a mutually advantageous relationship.
Right.
All stakeholders have to have value, have to have a value proposition. And when I say stakeholders, I mean the franchisor, franchisee, even the vendors, suppliers, and most importantly, the customer.
Right.
So if all those parties derive some mutually advantageous benefit or some value to the proposition, and some of that value is just in great product and consistent quality to the consumer, profits on both the franchisor and franchisee, then you have a very powerful method of expansion by using franchising.
Right,
good point. Why did you start Franchise Perfection, Jim?
I started the company to offer my expertise and experience in franchising to help people choose the most appropriate opportunity for their particular set of circumstances. I work with people who are interested in getting into a business, and I coached them through the process and helped them choose a situation that best suits their skill set, their experiences, personality, lifestyle desires, and financial situation. My fees are paid by the franchisor, so I'm authorized to represent over 200 franchise opportunities that, you know, really compensate me for helping them find suitable candidates to operate their franchise.
Right, right.
Such a valuable service.
Yeah. And I suspect you enjoy that too, Jim.
It's really great to talk with people who have a sincere interest in going into their own business, and they're trying to do the right thing for themselves and their family, and they're not quite sure what to do. They just know that's what they want to do.
And you have a very big role in their lives. It's an important decision that they're making. You know, a lot of times we compare it to like a marriage, Jim.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. You know, I've seen people come in and out of franchising. I've seen them buy and sell. So it's not necessarily the last decision someone's going to make.
Right, right.
But it can be. I mean, I can't forget a good friend of mine who got in business, got laid off in 1978. He was an engineer at the time and started a Supercuts franchise. And has 26 of them.
Wow.
Now he started with one. So there are opportunities to if you get in the right situation and it's the right thing for you and your family, you can grow it. If it's not, you can sell it and move on to something else, hopefully.
Right.
But the most important thing is to try to find that franchise opportunity that has a great business model and fits in with your particular situation and what your desires are.
That's interesting.
Then you have kind of a recipe for success.
Right. Do you find a lot of people really don't know what they want, Jim, or like they think they have an idea, like they may say to you, they approach you and say, you know, I want to buy a Dunkin' Donuts, and the only reason they want to buy a Dunkin' Donuts is because they like the coffee or the donuts, but do you get a lot of that where people really don't know what match they'd be appropriate for?
Yeah, no, great point. I mean, most people know what they like.
Right.
But they don't necessarily know what would be a good business. And they say to, you know, I hear all kinds of things. I mean, one of the things I hear all the time is, I don't care, I just want to make some money.
Right.
You hear that, and then you hear other things is, you know, I really want to do something special. I want to help people.
Right.
Or I want to use my expertise or my skills and get into involved in a business that's going to make me feel great about myself. So everybody has different sort of goals and aspirations or visions of how they see themselves in a business opportunity.
Right.
And what I try to do is identify the key elements of what's important to them and the key elements of their particular situation, and then match them up with something that makes sense or at least has some of the key elements, and then they can investigate those opportunities. It's a process. It's not an event.
Right, absolutely.
I probably have a lot of people say to you, I've never even thought of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And I never thought of that again. And then they start thinking about it, and then all these questions start happening. And the reality is that sometimes it takes a process of investigating a number of opportunities before you identify the opportunity that makes the most amount of sense for you. And one of the things I've learned over the years is the people who do investigate thoroughly are the ones that have the most control of their destiny, because they have the most amount of information and have answered the most amount of questions. So due diligence is a very important part of being successful as a franchisee.
Yeah, I would agree.
We've stressed that a lot on previous shows. Yeah,
absolutely.
It's a good point, Jim.
Yeah, so and some people don't know the questions to ask, but they learn as they go through the process, and that's what I try to do is coach them and find the questions, because ultimately what matters is them getting involved in a business opportunity or a franchise opportunity that they feel really good about and that fits their particular set of circumstances. And financial is a very big one. You know, I
right.
want people to really have enough capital to be able to fund that business and enough backup capital to be able to support their family.
Interesting.
Right. Well, you know, Jim, that's what I do. So
right.
A lot of our loans are startups, and we're pre-qualifying people. People need to know where they stand, if they can get financing, always having that cash reserve money, working capital. Maybe a spouse is keeping and having some outside income coming in. So, you know, that's my everyday life, going over that scenario with people.
Right. And that's an important aspect. And I know you guys were talking about the UFOC earlier. It's mm-hmm. it's not necessarily one of the items in the UFOC is what kind of backup money do you have to support your family, or how are you going to support your family. It really
that's
talks about the business right. opportunity.
Right.
Not necessarily about the support of the family. And I've seen a lot of people get in trouble early because they don't have that backup. So I pretty much go through that process with them and make sure. I get a lot of calls of resales from franchise people who are in the business and
right.
you know, are interested in possibly reselling the franchise. And the most common problem is that they run into financial, they run out of working capital.
Right.
And that's something that you just got to really consider. And I can't stress enough about how important that is. And I know, Don, you and I have talked about that. That's a critical important thing when coming up with that business plan to finance a business.
Right.
To make sure that there's enough to support that family over
right.
6, 8, 12, 18 months it might take to
Before profitability, yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, that's a good point. Yeah.
Exactly. So,
what advice would you give to an aspiring entrepreneur, Jim, looking to buy a franchise? You've kind of mentioned a few things so far. I mean, what would you feel about the biggest main point is?
You know yourself. One of the things that you know, I've learned is the willingness to work hard is obviously a must-have in order to succeed as a franchisee. Unfortunately, hard work is only part of the picture. Not everybody is suitable to even be a franchisee.
Right.
To me, franchisees represent the middle ground between employees and entrepreneurs. I call them franchrepreneurs.
I've never heard that before. That's interesting.
Yeah. So the vast majority of people, you know, most successful as an employee. True entrepreneurs are few and far between. Those are the ones that are willing. They have a vision, and they're willing to take all-out risk.
Right.
And they don't really want to hear anybody else's opinion in most cases. They really see this, an entrepreneur, and they just really want to go for it.
Right.
They take out all-out risk. They put everything on the table. For entrepreneurs are a little different. They want a tried and proven concept. And they're willing to follow established procedures to run that business.
Right.
I look at a franchisepreneur as one who's willing to accept a measured risk.
Right.
They do not want to reinvent the wheel. They want to go into a proven business model that allows them to bring their capital, their work, and their particular life experience into that model and make it successful. On a shorter runway.
That's the perfect match, yeah.
Yeah, as opposed to starting out on their own.
Right.
That's too risky.
Exactly.
That requires too much learning curve and too much capital to have for that learning curve, because essentially a learning curve is mistake, success. Mistake,
right.
mistake,
right.
success. So,
right. The failure rate is so much higher with a non-franchise startup, obviously.
Right.
Yeah, it's, you know, I'm not sure what those numbers are, and they've been bandied about in the industry. I'm not sure, but I do know that the concept is that if you've got a proven business model and that you fit you have the right elements for that particular business model, you should be able to grow faster and get to break even faster as a franchisee than you would as an independent.
Definitely.
Or a startup, let's put it that way.
Right.
Jim, are you able to stick around for another segment?
Sure.
Okay, that's fantastic. All right, so I think what we'll do here is we'll take another break, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews on World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk.
Tap into a $41 billion a year industry with Garlic Jim's. Did you know Americans eat about 100 acres of pizza every single day, or about 350 slices per second? Garlic Jim's has spent years looking high and low for a higher quality pizza that is delivered quick enough so that you're still hungry when it arrives. Garlic Jim's makes the most delicious gourmet pizza and at the same time provides excellent and fast service to your door. Garlic Jim's has perfected the science of prompt pizza delivery by learning and experimenting. The exciting twist to this is great pizza. Never again will you have to choose between great pizza and great service. Are you interested in owning a Garlic Jim's? We're currently accepting applications to participate in our exciting world of gourmet pizza delivery and carryout. Talk to us and find out how we sold nearly 100 franchises in 6 states in our first 2.5 years of operation. To get started right away, go to www.garlicjims.com. That's www.garlicjims.com. Or call us 425-918-1900. That's 425-918-1900. Garlic Jim's.
Ready for a great tasting dessert that's much better for you and your kids? Try the Miami Rice Pudding Company. Miami Rice Pudding Company offers over 35 flavors of rice pudding delivered in cups or cones with a customer's choice of toppings. This unbelievable franchise opportunity is introducing this great dessert concept to the malls, airports, art shows, and similar venues in your market. Miami Rice Pudding's goal is to help franchisees bring the healthy joy of flavored rice pudding to the world. Join our franchise system and open in your market with a low investment and operate both the fixed location and mobile units. Our system requires minimal food preparation and our pudding has a long shelf life. Mall chains are eager for us to expand to their locations because we're unique, competitive, nutritious, and a fun concept. Call us today, toll free at 1-866-6-EAT-RICE. That's 1-866-6-EAT-RICE. Or go to our website at MiamiRicePudding.com. That's MiamiRicePudding.com.
Unlock your earning potential with a business to call your own with the Papa Lock franchise opportunity. Founded in 1991 by former law enforcement officers in Lafayette, Louisiana, Papa Lock is recognized as the leading locksmith franchise in the world, with 3,600 trained techs and licensed locksmiths serving a total population of more than 150 million in over 3,400 cities. Papa Lock provides multiple revenue streams to franchisees, such as locksmithing and car door unlocking, high-tech key generation, emergency roadside assistance, and emergency car door unlocking. If you would like to examine the Papa Lock franchise opportunity in more detail, please go to our website, www.papalock.com. That's www.papalock.com. Or call 337-233-6211. That number again is 337-233-6211.
Lock up your future today with Papa Lock.
Rising up, back on the street, did my time to...
Hi, everyone, welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And today we have very special guest, Jim Cohen of Franchise Perfection. And Jim has over 25 years of experience in franchising. And Don, I think you're up. I think we wanted to talk about some of the changes.
Yeah, Jim, what are some of the biggest changes that you've seen over the last decade in franchising? There's been so much going on, of course.
Yeah, probably the proliferation of new franchise opportunities.
Mm. Right.
That's been something that over the last few years, I was just looking at some information that Fran Data, who does tracks the franchising industry,
right,
has over 1,100 new franchise opportunities over the last 18 months.
That's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, that really concerns me, being in franchising for as long as I have been.
Right.
Franchising's a fairly complicated method of distribution. It's
right.
not necessarily an easy method of distribution. It requires a lot of capital and a lot of expertise in order to be successful. And I'm just concerned. Actually, at the show, I had the opportunity to speak with Dick Renick from used to be his past chairman of the IFA.
Right.
And he owned a company called American Leak Detection, which he sold a few years ago.
Right. Okay.
And he has a new company called Team Renick, and one of the things Dick is trying to do is help some of these companies hook up with other consultants that have been in the business. Dick's been in franchising for longer than I have, probably 35 years, and he's been through a number of different challenges in franchising and has succeeded at all levels. And we were talking about it. I mean, there's a real concern that these companies that aren't going to be able to sustain what they're trying to accomplish.
Does he feel some of the new franchises starting up just don't have that track record yet? They're possibly franchising too soon?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's the challenge is there's a very low bar to become a franchise. I mean, you do have to disclose through the Federal Trade Commission, FTC rule, franchise rule, which requires disclosure in the UFOC of the 23 key points. I know you guys were talking about that earlier, but and that's disclosure is a great thing. But if you've got nothing to disclose, then
I see.
You know, it really doesn't necessarily help the prospective franchisee.
So the more the reason to do your due diligence, speak to someone like yourself. I mean, you mentioned you work with many franchisors. I imagine most are very solid, reputable, been around for a while. That's the beauty of your service. You can save people a lot of time and just go right to franchises that have that track record.
Right, exactly. And that approach is, obviously you need to be real sure of the company you're getting involved with and be comfortable that they have a sustainable business model and something that can, in fact, grow and expand. But when it's a new company, it's a challenge. You know, I look for companies. One of the things I look for is a company that has a number of multiple units. Maybe there's a local company here that has 8 units, and they're starting to franchise. Now, to me, that makes a lot of sense because they certainly have people in place, they have enough experience, and they've been operating enough units that they understand the business.
Right.
So they're expanding through franchising because they want to grow into other markets but don't have the wherewithal or ability to really physically be in other markets themselves. So by getting involved with other franchisees, they're able to get out, expand beyond the Boston market. So, you know, take a look at the business. If they have been in the business for a number of years and they just started franchising, that's certainly significantly more valuable than somebody who opened up a year ago, has a great concept, business is going great, now they want a franchise. That's a little early, I think, in that.
A little too risky, right?
Yeah. It is. It's interesting, Jim, because you come from a time, I guess, where, you know, I remember when I first got involved in franchising, I always remember the number that was like, I guess, like 1,400 concepts. And, you know, most recent numbers, I think, say that they're up to about 2,500 different concepts in almost like 80 industries, you know. So, you know, and I guess you've been able to actually witness that growth. I mean, when you got involved back in, I guess, like the late 70s or early 80s, what was it like back then? I mean, how many concepts were around at that time?
The franchise rule, I should say, came into being in around 1979.
Right.
And that's what really, you know, there was a shakeout at that time because there were a lot of operations that because of the disclosure rules, would disclose their their bad history. So they,
right. It was probably the best thing that ever happened to franchising or just business in general, I guess, Jim. You know?
Yeah, the disclosure rule is a good thing. I mean, I believe in more disclosure. I think it could go even further.
Right.
A new disclosure rule that takes effect starting July 1st, 2007 and must be implemented by July 1st, 2008 requires even more disclosure that franchisors provide prospective franchisees, and I think that's great. And, you know, help in the years to come that they would, they'll even strengthen that and require more disclosure. Because the more disclosure, the more information the prospective franchisee has, the better the decision that franchisee is going to make.
Right, absolutely.
More protection is always great, of course.
Sure.
Yeah, it's not really protection as much as it's disclosure. I'm not necessarily saying we should regulate franchising, but we should require everybody to disclose. And some of the things that they're now in the new rule, for instance, they're disclosing more litigation or that might be done by the franchisor. They're disclosing more information about financial. They're changing the term in item 19 from earnings claim to financial disclosure, and sort of encouraging more franchisors to disclose more financial information. Things like that, which are good for franchising.
Right. Interesting. Jim, what are some characteristics of successful entrepreneurs, you know, that you've noticed over the last 25 years?
Of successful franchisees?
Yeah, franchisees, you could say.
Ones that keep their eye on the ball. The best franchisees that I've seen that have really expanded are ones that really follow the system and
right.
keep their eye on that all the time. And they're the ones that do the best by expanding through multiple units or expanding their particular company. There's no such thing as that business that you can operate from your lounge chair.
Right.
It's really
get rich
requires
quick type thing. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it really requires you to be there and involved in the business on a regular basis.
To
be having the right attitude. You're buying that business model. You work hard, follow the system. Martin and I talk about this a lot. The people we've had on have stressed that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think you bring up a good point to have your eye on the ball and factor that in with some other things. You're going to be successful.
Right.
You have to work hard. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, eye on the ball is more, if you're in the right situation, it's eye on the prize, which is just building greater wealth and greater assets and expanding your business for the benefit of your employees and your customers and yourself. So,
right, making a difference, what you said before, that you like to hear from your potential, well, your clients you're working with.
Exactly. That can be driving force. Money's not necessarily the most important driving force. Obviously, people need to make a living and need
right.
to support their families. But sometimes people get into their own business because they really want to feel good about themselves.
Sure.
And
control their own destiny, yeah.
Right, and they don't necessarily feel good about themselves in the current employment structure they're in because they don't feel that their skills are being well used.
They want to be happy with what they're doing.
Yeah, feel good about themselves, feel confident, and move forward. That's what drives people, or all of us humans, to wake up in the morning and to get out of bed is to achieve something.
Right.
Well, you would know that, Jim, being what you're doing now, being a franchisee, working really in all parts of the franchise industry. I mean, you'd be best to answer that type of question.
Well, it's certainly, I've seen a lot of different things, and I've seen things work, and I've seen things fail, and I certainly don't have a crystal ball, but there are some elements that I've seen over and over again in success.
Right. Jim, we have about 30 seconds. What's the best way for someone to get in touch with you?
Okay, the best way is through my website, franchiseperfection.com.
Okay.
And I have a blog. It's franchiseperfection.com/blog. It's called Let's Talk Franchising.
Yeah, I've seen that. There's good information on that as well, Jim.
Yeah, I have some fun with that. I have some fun with my blog, and I make comments and try to share information that I think is helpful to people who are involved in franchising and who are interested in franchising.
Right.
And you can reach me toll-free at 877-469-3002.
That's fantastic. And, Jim, I want to thank you again for coming on the show. You've been a fantastic guest, and we're going to definitely have to have you back.
Oh, I enjoyed it very much. Thanks, guys, and look forward to speaking with you in the future.
Yeah, thanks again, Jim. We'll see you in future shows. Yeah.
All right, stay well.
Thanks.
You too.
Interesting show, Don, huh?
Yeah, I mean...
Jim had a lot of interesting perspectives, you know, on some different answers to that, you know.
The type of person we want on, an expert. Gave a lot of great advice, gave us some... Good information about the UFOC coming up. I guess in July they're going to have an added.
I didn't know that.
Wording
today. Yeah, I had no idea about that. I don't know if you got it.
No, I didn't know either.
Like I said, we learn something every single show, you know. So
right.
It's just fantastic. You know, we have some great shows coming up as well. I know we didn't do it in the first segment, but you know, we have Jungle Quest coming up next week, which is a fantastic concept. So that's a show that you certainly do not want to miss. And go to franchiseinterviews.com. And great job again today, Don. And we'll talk next week.
Okay, excellent, Marty. Good job.
Have a great day, Don. Thanks.
You too.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.